God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Our Lord, our God, 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 our
is preoccupied with happiness, the possibility of joy is preempted. Joy is the reaction to the full appreciation of being. That's being with a capital B, encompassing our individual being, the wider experience of being alive in the world, and the source of all being, God. Those two sentences I just quoted are from one of my favorite books. Really, I know if I said that everything was in my top 10 or top 20, it would probably contain 100. But I really think this one would make my top 20. The book is Will and Spirit by the late Gerald May. In the book, May deals with questions of will and willingness, of control and surrender, from the perspective of a theologian and psychiatrist whose work at the Shalem Institute focused much more on the spiritual than the psychological. The interplay of the two disciplines was a major emphasis in all his work, and it unfolded primarily along the lines of spirituality guiding the conversation instead of the other way around, that is, with psychology. The book more or less reintroduced itself to me a couple of days ago when I couldn't find the true crime book I'd been reading. And I thought, well, it's an opportunity to read something a little more uplifting. And my eyes lit on the bookshelf beside my computer and the familiar title that that book sits there all the time called out to me. It may seem a strange thing to begin with whenever one is preoccupied with happiness, the possibility of joy is created. But the felt point of contact within me with what we're doing this morning, this celebration of the sacrament of Holy Baptism, is the very last sentence in the prayer for those who have just been baptized. At every baptism, after the people have, the candidates have been baptized, we pray. Well, this is just the last bit of that, the last sentence. Grant them an inquiring and deserving heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. That line, in some form or another, I'm sure I don't remember it precisely every single time I think of it, has stayed with me for most of my ministry, through many, many years. I think it's one of the most important statements in all of the prayer book, in all of our devotional literature. A wish and hope, as well as a prayer, for those who have entered into this family, the church. This time around, when I was writing this down yesterday or the day before, I noticed that will and spirit both appear in that sentence as well. A kind of affirmation of having rediscovered May's book with that title. And that in turn led me back into what I will call this troubling reading from Luke's Gospel on the last Sunday of the church year, because we start a new year next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. Well, it was troubling at least for a preacher who's about to welcome three new Christians into the fold. The scene is this. Jesus is proclaimed king as he hangs on the cross between two criminals. The proclamation is not by royal edict nor by popular acclamation, but by one of those criminals crucified next to him. He says simply, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Some of the mob, and they were careful to tell us, soldiers, the mob themselves, others, some of them, had mocked Jesus by calling him King of the Jews and Messiah in voices dripping with sarcasm. But the proclaiming criminal could see, even in the midst of the most extreme suffering practically that we can imagine, could see Jesus' noble and divine nature. Jesus' response underscores God's loving presence in all circumstances of life, even the most demeaning and agonizing. Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Whatever else that might mean, regardless of a myriad of varying interpretations, I take it today to mean my kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is here today, now. And in light of these baptisms this morning and the whole sweep of Jesus' life and ministry, I see that as a promise of God's presence in every circumstance, in our darkest hours as well as in those moments of celebration when we thank God for gifts of happiness and joy, as we do today. Every bit of Jesus' human life was necessary to bring him to this victory over death. His own vilification, the healings he performed, the companionship with the 12, and his many followers, his passion and death. Aiming at happiness alone precludes our experience of joy. I feel like that needs a little bit of a footnote. What May talks about is if that becomes so important to us that what we must do at all costs is to avoid anything that's painful or unseemly or difficult or dark, avoiding that also avoids the possibility of God's, of the joy there is in life, and keeps us in an unrealistic and seemingly comfortable middle ground that really never works if we're to be truly alive. We must be open to all of life, darkness and pain, as well as joy and wonder. And we are assured by Jesus' promise that God is with us through every bit of it, even when we most doubt it. As we baptize Jackson, Samantha, and Alexander this morning, may we hear in that prayer an invitation and promise not only for them, but for all of us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you've bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. And now, having talked about baptism this much, I think maybe we should do that. So I'll ask the three and their family to come forward. You all will gather over here. candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Jackson Eric Torgerson, Samantha E. Torgerson, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Do you desire to be baptized? Yeah, two choices. Okay. Oh, you will be baptized. Okay, very good. Samantha, it's your turn.
Do you want to be baptized?
Do you desire to be baptized? Can you say, I do?
Perfect.
That was good. Flawless. All right. Good job. And now it's time for sentences. If we can just get it up here.
I present Alexander Everett Torgerson to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Now this is a question for parents, godparents, and everybody out there. Would you be responsible for seeing that the children you present are brought up in a Christian faith and life?
I will,
with God's help.
Would you, by your prayers and witness, help them to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Well done. Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Now, I'd like for the rest of you to stand, if you will, please. And your response, just so that we're all on the same page, is we will. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Nicely done. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread, and in the prayers?
I will, for myself.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, for myself.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, for myself.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, for myself.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, for myself.
Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Jackson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Samantha, that's it. You okay? You good? All right. Back a little bit. Samantha, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There we go. Okay. Alexandra, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works.
Amen.
I'm going to have Jackson back over here for me. I'm going to put this on the forehead and then we'll wipe this. Jackson, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Samantha, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen.
Athena, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen. Amen.
We didn't talk about this part, but I'd like to walk down the aisle with you three. You have a line to read once we start down the aisle here.
Well, you want to come with me?
Just for 1 second.
Want to come? Well, I'll go get over, okay? There we go. We welcome
happy to be back in their pew. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Have you guys back? That's fantastic.
Loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Patty, Maureen, R.G., George, Jill, Carol, Alicia, Shelby, Martha and family, Karen, Sarah, Diane, Kristen, the people of Ukraine, David, Chris, Joey, Mark, the Dunbar family, Cecile, Landry, Ann, Sherry, Joe Carroll, Alan, Martin, Pam, and PJ, and BJ, and others you may wish to remember aloud or silently. And for those in the military, particularly Brian, James, Kevin, Jared, Jonathan, Trevor, Jaden, Brian, Chris, for all in harm's way, and for others you may wish to remember. We pray for all who are traveling this week. Any you may wish to mention. And we pray for all who have died. I invite your petition at this point. We pray in thanksgiving with all who celebrate their birthdays this week. Katie Poisner, Ray Rubio, Jillian Castillo, and Mae Wright. And we pray in thanksgiving with Mary and Ray Rubio, who celebrate their wedding anniversary, and with Jackson, Samantha, and Alexander, who today have received the sacrament of baptism. Are there any further prayers, petitions, or intercessions? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore let us eat the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. And now the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
So, with that in mind, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.